Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you want to follow along on the TV side, presented by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We're talking Washington, Seattle throughout the show today. And tonight, you can join us on Facebook Live at 7 o'clock as we preview the game and get amped up. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/thejunks.
Right, I'm going to need a reminder.
I'm going to need a reminder. You remind me.
You just text me.
7 p.m.
I'm usually in bed by then.
There's your reminder.
No. Text me. Jason, you text me and I'll text you.
Right now, time to hit the skins.
All right, boys. Just a massive, massive, massive game tonight. Of course, the 3-7 Seattle Seahawks visit the Washington football team. Week 12 here, Monday Night Football, FedEx Field in Landover. Kickoff, of course, scheduled for 8:15. We're doing the Facebook Live at 7. Hang out with us. We'll do some little prop bets and figure out some over-under, all that good stuff.
Of course we will.
Yeah.
Bunch of degens.
So the Seahawks, obviously, they're struggling. They've dropped 5 of their past 6 games. They've scored 17 or fewer points in 4 of those outings. If you're big into like totals, the under has hit in 8 straight for Seattle.
Ooh.
There's a number for you.
I believe they lead the league. They lead the league in unders.
Washington, of course, has come alive lately. They beat the Bucks and shocked the world 29-19. That's with Brady threw the 2 early picks, if you remember that. And then, of course, they beat Carolina, which I did notice it came back to earth a little bit yesterday.
He was horrible.
He was dreadful.
He was 5 for 21. Is that dreadful?
Yeah.
But so is P.J. Walker, who came in right after him and
they are certainly in the market for a quarterback in the offseason.
Yeah. I told you he stinks. There's a reason why nobody called him.
Correct.
But anyway.
I mean, occasionally he can beat
he
you.
Well he,
can
against
run,
us.
He can run and get you a couple of touchdowns running the ball, but he's not going to beat you with his arm.
He started off that game, though, with a deep shot to D.J. Moore. It was like
DJ
a 70-yard pass or so.
68, yep.
And then after that, he just couldn't find anybody. And what was maddening to me, because I'm a Christian McCaffrey guy and I get it, he gets injured all the time, is Cam's a touchdown vulture in the red zone.
Oh, of course he is.
Such a touchdown vulture.
Going to steal them all.
Now, Washington is trying to have their first 3-game winning streak since they won 4 back in between November 22nd and December 13th of last year. Obviously a massive game. You know, Washington has found success lately, Cakes. Dominating time of possession. Old school Chris Russell style. Pound the football. And when you look at it, I mean,
and they got their offensive line back. Like, we tend to highlight the glamour positions, quarterback, and the skill positions like wide receiver and running back. But getting those linemen back has made a big difference, I think, to the running game.
Cosme's out. And Tyler Larson is going to be out, your center, right, filling in for Chase. So they're not.
Oh, they're not perfect, but they got Sheriff back, and they got a lot of some of the tackles back.
Well, they don't have Cosme.
Well, they do what Seattle has done over the years and wants to do is just establishing the run throughout the game, and Seattle can't do it. They aren't even averaging 100 rushing yards per game. Washington is 10th in the league
at
about 123.
And on paper, they should be able to pound the ball against Seattle. They're giving up 122 a game. But again, you know how these things play out. Every game's different. Every week in the NFL is crazy. I truly don't believe, and maybe I'm just naive, that Washington sat there and said, you know what, we need to pound the football. That's our key to victory. I think that they've gotten out to some good starts, and they've been able to capitalize on it.
Well, I was impressed particularly in the Tampa game, their commitment to run the football, because a lot of teams give up against Tampa. In fact, yesterday, the Colts, up until that last drive where they tied the game at 31, they'd only given Jonathan Taylor 8 carries. Yep. Like, they abandoned the run, and then they saw Wentz. He started committing turnovers,
right.
And they're like, wait a second, it's a one-score game. Let's get the ball to Jonathan Taylor.
He went down and
they
scored.
Marched down the field and scored.
They had like 58 yards rushing on that one drive alone.
Right, but before that, they had forgotten about him because I think they paid too much respect to Tampa's rush defense. And Washington, even though they didn't have huge, tremendous success running the football against Tampa, they stayed committed and it paid some dividends in the end. And you're right. Getting a lead makes a difference.
Huge.
The time of possession and running the football. But I also think that they've just been committed.
Hey, Drab, should Washington football team fans be afraid of the two-headed running monster from Seattle known as Alex Collins and DJ Dallas? What say you?
Well, considering those are our third and fourth string running backs,
probably
and,
not.
And Alex Collins is also banged up,
right.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, well, I mean, if Seattle's going to win, it's going to be Wilson throwing a bunch of passes.
Yeah, he's going to be running around. And, you know, we'll see, is he hot or not? And, you know, we certainly have a secondary that can be exploited. There's no question. Now, the good news is it does seem like, knock on wood,
that
it does seem like, well, that, like, our miscommunication issues have been cleaned up quite a bit in the back end. So hopefully that continues tonight. The other thing that's been good for Washington, obviously, has been the improved play of Taylor Heinicke. Against Tampa, he went 26-32 for 256. Only one touchdown, but the key number, zero turnovers, zero interceptions. And then, of course, against Carolina, very, very efficient. 3 touchdowns, only 206 yards, but he completed 72% of his passes. He had a quarterback rating of 141.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly the best game of the season for him. So if that can continue, listen, if Taylor Heinicke goes out there and plays a turnover-free game, I think you got to feel pretty good.
Look, they went from averaging, 13, maybe less points per game, maybe 11, whatever it was, in those previous four, when they scored 22, 13, 10, and 10,
mm-hmm.
and then they scored 29, 27.
Right. Right.
I mean, where did that come from?
Where
did it come from?
In those four games, he had 6 interceptions.
Right.
Yeah, so
they've limited the turnovers. They've run better. By the way, we put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Van Meter Homes, and that's simply, who do you think wins tonight? And so far, Washington fans are pretty confident. 63% have picked Washington, so you can vote at Junks Radio on Twitter.
Right. So, yeah, and I'd love to hear from you, too, if you want to call in 800-636-1067. Has everybody gone on record? I know that Valdez likes to zig and zag. I can't remember who he picked last week when we were talking about it. I think he picked Washington.
I'm not sure if he has an official pick yet.
Did you pick Washington last week, Valdez? I feel like you did. Yeah. And, Drabby, you'll never pick Washington, right? I mean, you're...
I told you last week, Washington should win by double digits.
They should.
That doesn't
win.
Mean I want them to. Of course not.
Right.
For me, the key comes down to, for Seattle, is if Seattle can convert third downs, they will win the game. They are worst in the NFL in third down percentage.
I think they're only averaging about 32%.
32%, which is atrocious. And it's a cyclical thing because they have no plays on offense, so their defense gets worn down by the fourth quarter. They're getting outscored tremendously in the fourth quarter. So if Seattle can convert third downs, they will win the game.
Well, they certainly have an opportunity because, you know, historically we don't do great on third downs. Now, I think we've done better in the last few weeks defensively. Mm. Offensively, we're picking it up a little bit. I don't know where we rank, but the number's around 39%. I don't know where that ranks across the league.
On third downs?
Yeah. Offensively, it's probably bottom third, but
I'll give it to you
middle
in a second.
Of the pack.
I'll
but
check it out.
If you want to chime in.
Certainly better than Seattle's.
800-636-1067. Give us a call on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Who wins this game? Do you feel confident that Washington can win, which would get them to 5-6 with their third straight win?
I do feel like that Scott Turner, and this is, you know, who knows, but it feels like it's just from a fan perspective that he's comfortable with his personnel, really knows who he's got. Taylor's comfortable with guys. And I think that's part of the reason why they're doing so much better on these third and fourth down conversions.
And Curtis Samuel, when he's healthy, he converts a lot of third downs, too. So if he's on the field and he's healthy.
Huge help.
Should be a
But, I mean, getting contributions, you know, from guys like Humph, from DeAndre Carter. You know, one thing you say about Heinicke, and I always marvel at this, he spreads the ball around pretty well. You know, especially when you got a guy like Terry McLaurin, who we haven't even mentioned.
He just makes plays, man.
Yeah.
Currently, Washington is 17th and third. It's 39%.
So middle of the pack. Yeah. What's leading? What's the top?
Kansas City's 51.5%.
Yeah, can you imagine?
Kind of concerning. They're still dead last defensively, though, stopping third downs. Though they've gotten better in their last three. They're allowing 40%, but on the year they're at 52.99%.
Wow.
They're 53%.
Well, I know that as a fan, when I watch it and it's like third and 11, it seems like nothing.
Right.
As a fan, I watch it and I go, well, don't. They can
well, the other thing about the last 2 weeks is how much time he's had. The offensive line has done a really good job giving
pretty
him
good,
a lot of time.
But he's still been sacked a decent amount of times.
Well, I think that's on him, though.
It is. And it's one
I think he
criticism.
Has plenty of time.
He should chuck the ball a few more times away. Just get rid of it. Yeah. Or take off. Again, I think that's what makes him special.
It is a burgundy and gold game day on the fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Your clear home improvement choice, PaulHenrysWindows.com. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067.
All right, is it Gilly? Gilly in Gettysburg.
Yep.
Hey, Gilly, what's up, man?
Good morning, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, buddy.
I obviously want Washington to win, but I hope we don't take Seattle as a pushover. They're a good team still. Today's Russell Wilson's birthday, so he may have a little zeal under him, but that's all I got to say. I wanted to win, but don't take it as a pushover game.
Right.
Well, it's not a lot, no doubt.
You sound like a typical Washington fan. You've been burned before. Just when you get your hopes up.
Couple years, man.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
You've seen it all before.
Believe me, I know. And how many times how many times does it happen on a primetime game? What's our record on Monday night?
I don't know.
Something catastrophic.
One in 100?
You have to latch on an old saying like, past is not always prologue. Doesn't mean it's going to happen again.
True. 100%.
It's a clean slate tonight.
Totally true. But it just still
got
has
a wounded Seattle looking
It has
in
that
here.
Deja vu feeling. We've been here before, Kate.
I know.
You get your hopes excited. We're going to do our Facebook Live hit at 7. I'm going to be all amped up. Probably, even though I want to maybe not drink so much this week, I'll probably end up pouring a few cocktails.
I'm sure you will. We
be
all will.
Fired up.
Yeah, you'll be tailgating a little bit.
I can't believe how quickly I've gone through this bottle of Jack I just bought. I can't believe it.
Is it a big cartoon-sized bottle?
Yeah, it's one of the big ones. And I looked at it last night. I was pouring. I was like, you might have a problem.
And you're the only one drinking it.
I'm the only one. I know.
You're
I like,
it.
I was like, it's not like we had people over for Thanksgiving. Like, what's going on here? I just bought it last week, Cakes.
Hey, it's the holiday season.
How often are you going to the liquor store? Just in terms of alcohol, one alcoholic to another. How often are you going to the liquor store?
Well, he doesn't buy liquor.
Once a week, once every 10 days, roughly.
All right, you got me beat
a little
bit. I buy
like a 12-pack. I buy 12 packs at a time, generally.
Right.
Is the move.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going now about once every two weeks, which is a lot for me.
Can I just air this out? It is insane that in the year 2021, almost 2022, that I can't go into just every single grocery store in my area and buy beer. It's what sort of draconian measures are we living under where you can't do that in Montgomery County?
Montgomery County is the worst county in the country. I've told you that.
I don't understand.
You can do that in Virginia.
I know. Yeah.
It's the county.
Anywhere you want to go.
I know.
It's the county.
I don't understand why I can't
So
walk
it's just
in.
The county. It's not the state.
It's the county.
I can't walk into Harris Teeter and buy a 12-pack of beer. I have to go to the Safeway.
They want to control your entire life.
Oh, so they sell it in the Safeway, but not the Harris Teeter.
There's weird rules. There's weird rules.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, they want you to go to that. They also have their own places where you go and you get it.
I've been
Montgomery
there before.
County
the package store, whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. Just stop already. Let everybody sell Flakes beer, please.
Yeah, it's very tilting.
That doesn't make any
Aren't
sense.
There places annoying. In the country too that still don't sell on Sundays?
Yeah, like they're dry counties.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What are we doing here?
They're just old laws that haven't been updated.
Well, how about an update? How about a
refresher? No, in Montgomery County, it's a calculated thing. It's a calculated thing.
Well,
the way they disperse it.
Uncalculate it and put beer in every grocery store. That's the platform that I would run on if I were ever to run for political
But is it
office.
Hard for you to find other spots to have the alcohol?
Well, it's just a little less convenient.
It's all about convenience.
Yeah, yeah. You want to be able to get it while you're getting your cereal. Yeah.
I don't know. I
get
know that
booze.
Next to the Safeway in Falls Grove, there's the liquor store right next
you know
to
that
it.
Is? That's two trips.
But that's
I like making one trip.
I just never go to the grocery
one.
Store.
One. Like making
so
one.
The Safeway is further away from your house than the Teeter.
It's not that it's further away. It's I don't prefer
You usually go to Teeter. I got
Harris
you.
Teeter.
Right.
My guy Terry runs a store. Good dude.
Hey, yeah. Drabby,
I would like to buy beer
way.
From my can.
Drabby, how are the yes. Lean cuisines going? Have you exhausted all of them and you're sick of them yet?
Well, I'm sick of them, but I'm continuing to eat them. I only gained half a pound during
On Thanksgiving?
Month.
It's good.
I mean, I ate like a monster.
You did, yeah.
I'm happy with that.
That's pretty good.
So much. By the way, Valdez, his pumpkin cheese cake cinnamon roll.
Did it go over huge?
People loved it. I crushed it.
Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Did you claim it
as your own?
No. I gave Valdez full credit.
Okay, good.
So he made them.
Yeah,
I brought it in for us, but we weren't allowed to have it.
No one ate it by 9 o'clock, so I just told Drab. I said, you know what, might as well just stash this in the office and take it to Thanksgiving.
It was a home run
dinner.
Sounds good.
He's on to something.
Sounds yummy.
Did you make anything for your mom and dad?
I made the same exact thing.
It's
all those baking shows you guys are watching behind the glass over there.
I guess I still watch Netflix baking shows.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I tweeted about this. We need to talk about it. Have you guys watched the new Kevin Hart show?
Mm-mm.
It's on Netflix?
I watched 20 minutes, didn't get sized.
Oh, what kind of show is it?
That's all it took for me to get in.
Is it a documentary?
It's just a weird sort of murder
mystery.
Oh. Like it's definitely weird and hokey. But
so it's a comedy?
No.
Not really. Oh, it's kind of like a dark
comedy.
I mean, there are comedic elements that are kind of silly.
Yeah, right.
But I'm all in.
Really?
I saw your tweet, and my wife wasn't feeling well, so she just wanted to lay in bed and watch something.
And
I was watching football.
I
was watching football. So I said, EB's hyping up this Kevin Hart thing. Why don't you check it out? She came back 15 minutes later and goes,
I get it. It does take about 15 to 20 minutes to get into it. It does. If you don't like it, I mean, I'm not saying it's for everyone. Yeah. I love it.
Or 15 to 20 minutes to get out of it.
That's true, too.
Yeah, I mean.
He kind of plays himself, right? But then Wesley Snipes is his brother or half-brother and gets him into trouble.
It's a murder mystery.
Right.
It's definitely got, you know, cheesy elements to it. But it's, you know, kind of a, I don't know, film noir or whatever. You know, I don't know.
Love Agatha Christie.
Oh, you don't like murder mysteries.
I kind of like a murder mystery.
Yeah,
I haven't watched. I think the last one I watched was Knives Out, and that was like 3 years ago.
I think you would like it, Jason.
I might.
I think you would.
I like murder mysteries, but Kevin Hart doesn't seem like he would sell one real well.
It's weird. You have to kind of. I mean, it's just weird.
Here's what I like: Yellow Jackets on Showtime. 4.5 cake batters through 2 episodes. Valdez.
I know it's silly.
I'm caught up.
I saw the preview for that.
It's pretty good.
Who's the main character?
Stars like Juliet Lewis is
Christina Ricci.
Christina Ricci.
Oh, okay. All right.
And by the way, Drabby, she bailed. Sarah bailed too early because it really gets you.
You said 20 minutes. I'm hooked.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying everybody. 20 minutes for me, but it really gets you. I think it's the end of the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
The end of the first episode. You know, it's like the cliffhanger or whatever. Okay.
Maybe I'll give it a shot.
I haven't seen it. Maybe it's great.
I'm not saying it's great. I'm saying I like it.
Does anybody know the name of the show?
Is it a time killer?
I mean,
anybody know the name of the show?
Something like Crime Story.
It isn't True Story or
True
something?
True Story, yeah.
Ah, okay.
I mean, it was only the number one trending thing on Netflix, not that that matters.
Well, let me ask you this. Is it based on a true story?
I don't believe so. It's too far-fetched. It's too far-fetched.
More like Pooh Story.
All right. Got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington talking about this Washington-Seattle game. Monday Night Football, if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Is this one of the non-Manning cast games?
Not
I think
sure.
It's a non-Manning cast.
No Manning cast.
Remember everybody was fired up? Let's get Ovi on the Manning cast for the Washington game. Taking the week off.
Well, mate, yeah. Damn it. Maybe that's why when JP recommended Ovi to Peyton, he didn't really respond that well.
Right.
He's like, oh, yeah, that'd be
sure.
Great.
Yeah, we'll look into that, JP.
I do hate that they take off days. I do hate, and honestly, it does hurt them. Because what happens is you forget that they're on again. You know what I mean?
I'm sorry, if I were the Mannings, I would take a lot of off days. I just would.
What are they doing, about two a month?
They can work when they want to work.
No, I understand.
Yes, about 2 a month.
From a network's perspective and from a hat, the worst thing you can do, if you're a network executive, if you're a program director, if you're a podcast producer, the worst thing you can do is be inconsistent with your rollouts. That's why if you listen to certain shows, they come on at a certain time every time.
Of course.
You roll out your podcast every Tuesday at 10 a.m., whatever it is.
Here's the thing. I'm a Manning mark.
Yeah.
The last game was particularly bad, so maybe that's why, and I didn't tune into the first half, but I was kind of over it this last game. When he had Condi Rice on, and then Edelman came on at the end.
Right. Scuttlebutts.
And it was just a terrible game.
Look, maybe they'll get feedback that people aren't into the guests, and they'll go less guests if they keep doing it into 2022 and beyond.
I liked, and I'm not a golf guy, I liked when Phil Mickelson was on there. I've liked some of them.
I've done bits and pieces with them, but I tend to gravitate back towards, not because I love, you know, like Louis Riddick or Brian Griese. I generally like the traditional broadcast. Because you see more. You see more.
I've told you that. I want the big picture. I want the full picture.
Right.
I don't want to be distracted with the two dummies talking about the game and then doing 14 interviews.
Right.
I just want to watch the game.
If it was Washington playing, I think I would rather have the traditional broadcast. But every other game I don't care about, I'd rather hear Peyton and Eli.
It now, does seem like they, it's a bigger
it's
game when they're on it.
Way too distracting. When they have the guests. They don't need the guests. That's just dumb. But I understand why they want it. It's a crutch for them.
But it would have been interesting to hear Peyton and Eli's take on Heineke.
Absolutely.
It does seem like a smaller game without those guys. Like Monday Night Football, it's a big game. It's a big event. Yeah, we're doing our Facebook Live at 7 o'clock. Join us on Facebook, facebook.com/thejunks. But without the Mannings, it doesn't seem quite as big. You know, and I know it's just a regular schedule thing.
I'm sure it's because it's around Thanksgiving weekend. Yeah. Those guys are probably
they did their own Thanksgiving wraparound
with their families.
Can I tell you why it's a smaller game? Because it's a 4-6 team and a 3-7.
That too. Right.
Well, certainly,
of course.
There's no one outside of DC who's psyched for this game.
Right? DC, of course. Seattle. That's all that cares.
Every time Washington plays, no one should care. I get it. But it's also because it's around Thanksgiving, in my opinion. Now, if it was a massive game with, I don't know, the Rams and, I don't know, who else? Patriots or something. Maybe maybe they would do it. Whatever. It's fine.
Well, you should be.
I wouldn't really want to watch them. Like, you're right.
Tonight, you wouldn't.
For a game that I care every play about. You know?
Right.
What are you laughing at?
You're just making the Thanksgiving excuse. And I think the Raiders-Cowboys game was like the highest rated football game in. Forever.
I'm not saying it's not highly rated, but I'm just saying from the Mannings.
He's saying from the Mannings' perspective, personally, they would rather.
I'm not saying people aren't watching. You don't even understand what I'm saying. You're just looking for a reason to Joan.
You're speculating the Mannings took a wraparound vacation.
I'm not saying they took a wraparound.
Well, if they're
I'm
smart,
saying,
they should have.
I'm saying if it was the Mannings, I would assume they had family obligations on Thanksgiving, didn't want to work on Thanksgiving. That's an unusual. That's a crazy thought. Why are you mocking?
Well, when they sign their contract,
Thanksgiving.
It might just be a fluky thing when they sign their contract.
It also could be that the game is a miserable game for the rest of the country. That's fine.
They signed it for 10 games. I think.
Yeah, a certain number of games.
8 or 10 games. So it's I'm going to start mocking.
I'm going to start mocking everything Valdez says. Yeah. Literally everything he says, because that's what he does to me, and it's annoying.
Uh-oh.
Just so you know, it is annoying.
Oh, well, there's a lot of things that are annoying.
Yeah. Well, add it to the list. You're mocking me every time I say something. I'm tired of it. Just so you know.
By the way, and that's just the stuff they say on air.
I see the off-air stuff all the time. Yeah. All the time. They just want to mock. It's annoying. I'm sorry.
Man, it's good to be back.
The truth. I have to speak the truth.
Your truth.
Yeah,
My truth. Well, there's no Manning cast scheduled outside of next week for the rest of the season. So I'm not sure about your wraparound Thanksgiving theory.
Because they're done ski after next week?
They might add more, but there's none scheduled.
I'm not saying I know exactly why.
Maybe they're looking forward to a Christmas wraparound.
Yeah, maybe Archie's in town for Hanukkah.
Ha 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 ha!
By the way, I saw Archie getting in on the sportsbook money over the weekend.
Oh, I did see that.
All the Mannings around the table. Yep. Well, it's Archie and Cooper. Where's Eli and I think Eli and Peyton.
They're all sitting down there.
Yeah. That had to cost a lot of money. That whole family getting a lot of run. Tons of run.
The whole family. And then when Cooper's kid goes, you know, gets into college, he's, you know, in 2 years.
Right.
And doesn't Cooper do like a stand-up bit on whichever pregame show he's on? He does basically stand-up.
So. I think so, yeah.
I don't know.
Not sure
They're
how good it is.
They're trying to bring Cooper back. They're trying to make Cooper relevant. Because, you know, he's now involved in the whole, the bet. What do they have? Caesars?
They're with Caesars, yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to keep track.
They're trying to revive Cooper. Because, you know, the Q rating for Eli and Peyton is off the charts. Cooper's is a little less. But
Cooper's is less. Much like Chris Collinsworth's sons
now in
the mix.
But they're weaving him in.
Yeah. Hey, helps to have that last name.
Sir, it doesn't hurt.
I'm sure.
It doesn't hurt things.
Much like Harbaugh said about Ryan Day, right?
Yeah.
He's on third base and thinks he hit a triple.
It's funny how Harbaugh wins one game in 10 years. Right. Now he's talking about this match.
Was he for sure directing that at Ryan Day? I know that media thought that he was.
Because Ryan Day, didn't he say he was going to like run it up on Michigan?
Yeah.
He said he'd like to score 100 on him.
Right.
It's weird. My family from Ohio is they're Ohio State people. So I always root for Ohio State. But for whatever reason at the game, I was kind of rooting for Harbaugh to pull through.
Because it's the underdog.
Yeah,
now he's become an underdog. Ohio State, I'm kind of with you.
I'm always with the underdog.
I mean, what do I care? Ohio State or Michigan?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you have cash on it.
Well, what sort of world are we living in where Michigan's an underdog? You know what's an underdog? Maryland's an underdog.
Well, and always will be.
Or Rutgers.
Come on.
What are Towson, that's an underdog.
Yeah, it's an underdog story. Michigan. They pack 107,000.
Here's my question. So it's Monday Night Football. All right. The Mannings aren't part of the broadcast, but it's still Monday Night Football. What's the crowd going to be like? Because the attendance shots from FedEx Field tend to be embarrassing.
I mean,
but a Monday Night Football, you should pack the house, right? They're in a heater. They've won two in a row.
There's no way.
Who's going to the game? 800-636-1067. I saw somebody tweet us earlier that they hadn't been to a game, I want to say, in like 10 years.
And they're going tonight. Right.
Look, you've won two in a row. Maybe you're grasping at another playoff run, late season playoff run. You believe Rivera's teams are always better in the second half.
So are you saying that there should be 82,000 people at FedEx Field?
I don't even
tonight?
Think they have that many seats anymore.
According to the internet, according to Google, holds 82,000. Now, I think it might be lower than that, but I'd be shocked
so what
if
do you
there's
think?
More than 60.
I was going to say mid-50s.
60, I think, is your ceiling for attendance.
But it is a big game for Washington. It just is.
It's massive, but it's also a night game. It's harder. People have to get up and go to work.
I know. I get it.
Everybody works from home now, but you know, who knows?
I'm going to DVR the game. There's no chance
I mean, Monday
I'm
Night Football,
12.
You should have a really good crowd.
Cakes. I'm not doing it.
I'm going to say 55,000 is your crowd.
Right. That's what I said, mid-50s.
With 10,000 Seahawks fans. The 12s will show up, even though Drab T-shirt won't be one of the 12s. It's not making that trip.
Well, the Bucks game, according to this, and we had Jason Wright on the show, the president of the team, who said, we're now honest about attendance figures. It was listed at 52,000. Out of your 82,000.
I think that's him being honest.
So 30,000 empty seats.
Instead,
believe there are going to be 30,000 empty seats tonight?
Yeah.
That's kind of hurting.
I think it's going to be 20-ish thousand empty seats.
Who was it that I was watching this weekend, or I was just kind of in awe of their packed stadium? It was one of the pro games. I can't remember.
Green Bay?
Green Bay, certainly.
Yeah, Lambeau.
Always.
Butt cold up there, too. Yeah. It's probably them. Anyway, you know what? Speaking of fall weather.
Uh-oh.
I love fall. Getting my fantasy football team in order, drinking some pumpkin beer, rocking a fleece jacket. There are so many cool moments to enjoy. In fact, I think it should be everyone's favorite season. My boys over at Van Meter Homes agree. Through November 30th, buy a new Van Meter home and receive special savings. Get these savings now and savor your new Van Meter home for seasons to come. Check out new Van Meter single-family homes, townhomes, condominiums all across Northern Virginia. Visit vanmeterhomes.com/saver to learn more.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to a Burgundy and Gold Game Day on The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. PaulHenrysWindows.com online. Don't forget, coming up, Sam Fortier covers the Washington football team for the Washington Post. He'll be on at 8:20. And Barry Zwerluga, columnist, also for the Washington Post. He's on the show at 9:20.
All right, time now for the Junkies Blitz, presented by Offenbachers. Get your home ready for holiday entertaining with the gas fire pit and the highest quality outdoor furniture or beautiful game room, merchandise for your man cave or billiards room. You can visit any of their 4 locations or go to offenbachers.com. Let's start with the Sunday night football game. Ravens play a lot of close games, and this one wasn't pretty offensively, as Lamar Jackson threw 4 interceptions, but they do enough to beat the Cleveland Browns last night.
How many did Mayfield throw?
He didn't throw any interceptions.
I'm surprised by that. 18 for 37.
He did doesn't.
They couldn't run the ball either.
Well, the thing about the Browns is they let Odell Beckham Jr. go. They don't really have quality wide receivers now.
No, they don't. They rely on the running backs.
They roll out 3 tight ends a lot.
Yep.
I mean, they're throwing deep balls to their tight ends.
Jarvis Landry's there. He had over 100. But, I mean, they're throwing to guys like Donovan Peoples-Jones. I mean, I don't think Baker Mayfield is special. I wouldn't give him $40 million. There's just no chance I would give him $40 million per year, which I know is what he's going to be looking for when his deal is up. But, yeah, I mean, the cupboard's kind of bare there.
The guys have no separation. Like, yeah. When he was making throws, guys were covered. Guys were covered all the time. Look, good win for the Ravens. The Ravens find a way to get it done again. Valdez, what was your takeaway?
Stopping the run was key for the Ravens that game.
Mm-hmm. So they moved to 8-3.
If you look at the AFC picture, the Titans lose yesterday to the Patriots, which was expected because the Titans
don't have anybody.
Undermanned, no Derrick Henry, top two receivers were out. New England's won 6 in a row.
I mean, when's the last
time? By the way, that was an easy win. Patriots laying 7.
Getting back to the Ravens for just a second. When's the last time Nick Chubb had 8 carries for 16 yards?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy has volcanic games sometimes.
Yep.
You know, that's pretty amazing.
Well, I mean, they ran, for 40.
I remember they played each other in December, and that was it 47-42? It was just a shootout.
Right.
And this game goes the other way. Defensive struggle. But look, the Titans lost yesterday to the Patriots. So they're 8-4. They had the best record in the AFC before that. Patriots now 8-4.
I blame you.
Patriots 6 straight wins.
I blame you for hyping up the Titans to me a few years ago, or a few weeks ago, JP. And then, listen, I know they lost Derrick Henry, but they're just not the same.
Well, they don't have A.J. Brown. They don't have Julio Jones. They don't have anybody.
Yeah.
Who do you like in the AFC?
If they had Derrick Henry, they would have 10 wins right now.
Who do you like as the best team in the AFC? So the Bills won on Thanksgiving. They're 7-4. Patriots are 8-4. Ravens now 8-3. Bengals look impressive in a win against the Steelers yesterday. They're 7-4. You have the Titans who are 8-4, but they're undermanned.
You haven't mentioned
and the Chiefs have come on. They're 7-4.
4 straight wins. Yep.
Who do you like? I mean, I think you could pick any of those teams and be like, if you told me they're going to be in the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be surprised.
If I had to pick one right now, I'd pick the Chiefs. I just think that when their offense is humming and clicking,
Nobody
can keep up with them.
Too talented.
I know their defense has issues. If I had to pick one of those teams, I'm having a hard time buying into the Patriots.
Do you care about point differential?
Yes.
Because the Patriots
The Chiefs are plus 31. The Patriots are plus 146.
Crazy.
No, they're killing teams.
Because they're playing the style of football that Cakes hates.
I just question.
Good, led by defense.
I do hate it.
Unless they have home field. I just don't think that Mac Jones will be able to go on the road because he's going to have to beat teams throwing the ball at some point.
Well, wouldn't they have home field? I guess
I'm just saying,
only the Ravens are better than
them. If they don't. I mean, maybe they'll have one home game, but if they have to go on the road to Kansas City or to Baltimore, one of those teams, or Buffalo, I don't know. It'll be a tall task. I'm not saying it can't happen. I would just put my faith in one of the veteran
quarterbacks. I still kind of like Kansas City and Buffalo.
Six-game winning streak for Bill Belichick and the Patriots. These are the scores of the games. All right, and some of them are against inferior opponents, but some of them aren't. They crushed the Jets 54-13. Squeaker against the Chargers 27-24. That was on the road.
Yep.
Panthers 24-6. And by the way, listen to how many points they gave or given up. Browns 45-7. Falcons 25-0. And then Titans 36-13. You don't score against them.
True. It gets real in the next few weeks because they play Buffalo twice in the next 3 weeks.
So we'll learn a lot.
Yes, we will.
I mean, in the last 4, they've allowed 6, 7, Zippy, and 13. They found something defensively, or they're just running into teams at the absolute best times for them.
And I kind of think Mac Jones is getting better. He put up 300 yards. He's only done that twice this year, but he had a 300-yard game yesterday.
By the way,
Kendrick Bourne.
Next Monday is your monster game. Monday night, it's Bills Patriots in Buffalo.
That's a big one.
Yep. Buccaneers beat the Colts. The Colts had been on somewhat of a heater. Buccaneers now have won 2 in a row. Put up 38 points. Leonard Fournette finds the end zone 4 times.
Just killed him
in the game. Also, Gronk had 123 yards receiving.
I was very wrong about Uncle Lenny. I thought he was borderline washed at the beginning of the season. That dude still has some spring in his legs. That guy still has good football in him.
I picked him to score 2 touchdowns last week in the parlay.
Yeah.
And this week he scores 4.
Four.
How many did he score last week?
None.
Of course. I believe. So we hit the way of the world.
Oh, that was against the Giants, right?
Yeah.
Joe Mixon.
By the way, Chris Godwin
day.
Does nothing for me. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's had the foot problem.
Yeah.
But he goes out there and does nothing. I almost can't play him. He gives me like 5 points a week.
Hurts.
Yeah, we're talking about Leonard Fournette having a big day. Joe Mixon had a big day as well. 28 carries, 165 yards, 2 touchdowns against the Steelers, who dropped to 5-5-1. Bengals now 7-4.
I hope the Steelers have another plan for quarterback for 2022.
No.
Because Big Ben,
they've got a bad offensive line too. They've got a lot of holes to fix. But that defense, I think, entering yesterday was ranked right around 27th in the league. Mm. And this was the first time the Bengals beat the Steelers twice in a season in many, many years. So season sweep for the Bengals, who are now 7-4. And wasn't it a week ago when the Steelers gave up 4 touchdowns? Was it to Eckler?
Eckler definitely scored 4. I can't remember the
opponent.
I thought
it was the Steelers. I might be wrong, but that defense
was
close.
That was the Charger game, yeah.
Yeah. So Eckler gets 4 against them, and Mixon gets 2 rushing touchdowns.
That's 82 points they've surrendered in 2 weeks.
Yep. And you know who's looming for them? The Ravens.
Yep.
Then coming off a bad showing against Cleveland, even though they won, they're going to want to bounce back offensively, and it looks like the Steelers are the team to do that against.
Are the
lately.
Dolphins making a run at a wild card? 1-7 start. They've now won 4 in a row.
Mm.
Tua to Jalen Waddle is a thing.
Of course. It was a thing in college and it's a thing in the pros.
Tua 27-31, only 230 yards. Waddle 9 catches, 137 yards, and a touchdown. Probably not going to win Rookie of the Year because it'll go to a quarterback. It'll probably go to Mac Jones. But he's got 759 yards receiving on 77 catches this year.
They play the Giants next at home. Should be another win.
So what, I mean, is the worm turning on Tua here? How much of this can you attribute to him?
He's playing pretty well. I mean, kind of managing.
Two of the wins, I think, were with Tua. Right? I think two of the wins maybe preceded Tua coming back.
Well, he played part-time in the Ravens game, it looks like.
Yeah, that was Brissett who started, I think.
Yeah.
But he's been good the last... Now, again, they played the Texans. They played the Jets yesterday, obviously, the Panthers.
Like Carolina.
Cam was 5-for-21 and 2 picks. He was bye-bye. They played the Giants and the Jets next, back-to-back at home.
His quarterback rating in his last 3 games is 104, 108, 108.
Dude, yep. His completion solid. Percentage is absurd. Now, he tends to throw little dinky passes.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have 27 completions, you're usually thinking that's a 300-yard game.
Well, I've actually never seen a quarterback with an 87 completion percentage.
Doesn't matter how he's getting it done.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
If he's throwing, 8-yard passes and he's completing them and they're getting first downs,
I saw
matter.
A stat yesterday. It was about all the teams that have started off a season 1-7. And I don't remember the exact number, but it was well over 200. So let's say 220 teams have started off a season 1-7.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like only 15 of those teams have then bounced back to 4-7. And then to get to 5-7, it's like 6 teams out of 214, because generally you start off 1-7, you're dreadful.
Correct.
And you're gonna finish 3-13 or 4-12 at best. And the Dolphins, Brian Flores is a good coach.
Problem
before
is
the season, people thought they were gonna be a contender.
Yeah. I agree. Problem is they've got 5 teams ahead of them with more wins. So
it's gonna be tough to leapfrog them.
They've gotta beat the Giants and then they gotta beat the Jets. They'll be 7-7 and then it's on.
Tua had a 108 rating. Cam Newton had a 5.8 rating. 5.8
was terrible. Well, that was QBR, right?
Was that his
rating? Old school rating.
Wow. Old school quarterback rating.
Wow.
That's one of the worst ever.
That is god awful.
What was I think Tim Hasselbeck had a bad one.
PJ Walker 8X'd him. He had a 40 rating.
He had a 40.
Yeah.
Well, see, I see QBR, he had a 5.4. And then PJ Walker had a 1.7. I've never seen such.
Well, I mean, he only had 2 passes, yeah, I think.
He had
one
a 5.4
QBR
and a 5.8 rating.
Oh,
unbelievable.
Gross.
All right, coming up next, we'll switch gears, open up EB's entertainment page here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.